Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, I'm
learning
to lead.
Yes, I'm learning to lead.
Yes, I'm learning
to lead on Jesus.
Every day I'm finding I'm
learning
to
lean
on Jesus. Yes, I'm
learning
to lean. Yes, I'm
learning to lean.
Every day I'm
learning
to lean
on Jesus. At an altar, I knelt. I found peace, peace, so free. And all that he asks
us
is a
child,
a childlike trust, and a heart.
Pure
and clean. Yes,
I'm
learning to lead. Every day I'm
learning to lead
on Jesus. Call on Jesus, and he's always there.
Yes, he is.
You know he'll never leave me. He won't forsake me.
He'll be there.
Anytime.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our morning words of encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you, and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of the Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Today's words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Roger Jones. We kindly ask that you all please stop whatever it is you are doing to find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Jones, you are on the air.
Good morning and welcome to Words of Encouragement. It is again that the eternal God of heaven has blessed us to see a new year. And as the song suggests to us in the prelude of this devotion, that we're going to have to learn to lean on Jesus. We should be asking God to help us to be better this year than we were last year. We're in the book of James, and we're primarily concerned with the ending of this section. James is encouraging his readers to be patient, to endure trials and tribulations and temptations by keeping their eyes focused on the return of the Lord. He gives three examples of patience. The first one he gives is the farmer who plants the seed and waits for the early and the latter rain, and he waits patiently for the crop to come in. Secondly, he used the patience of the prophets who suffered, who spoke in the name of the Lord and suffered because of it. And they suffered and endured trials and temptations patiently. And we come to the conclusion of this section of the book. In verse number 11, he talks about the patience of Job. In order for God to bring out the best in his children, he brings about scenarios in our lives to build strength and character. When building our physical bodies, development takes on the form of pumping weights, running on a treadmill, and participating in activities that require tennis shoes. Workout involves some sweat, heavy breathing, and perspiration because something is being developed. God allows trials and adversities to put us in gymnasium situations, just like the Father did when his son, Jesus, he creates a workout scenario that includes a difficulty that we must work through. It is said that a lady came to work out at the gym. Everything about what she had on said she was going to go for the killer workout. She wore the typical attire, the headband around her head, the wristbands around her wrists, and a water bottle on her side. She stepped into a clear area and bent down to touch her toes in order to stretch. This woman looked very serious about working out. She grabbed some dumbbells, walked over to a bench, and sat down. Lifting the weights, she did a couple of bicep curls, put the weights down, and wiped herself off with a towel. And in an exasperated voice, she said, "That's enough for today." This lady looked the part, but she had not truly come to the gym for a workout. Many Christians come to church every Sunday looking like they're ready for a workout. We wear the right clothes, we sing the right songs, and talk the right talk. But building real strength requires real effort and a little sweat. God figures that we will not voluntarily go to a spiritual gym, so he brings the gym to us sometimes. Adverse circumstances, cross-bearing situations, difficult scenarios, problematic encounters all serve opportunities for Christian growth. I think Job is an example of this scenario. Job, James is encouraging his readers to be as patient as Job in suffering trials and temptation, for he saw the end of the Lord, that the Lord was full of compassion and mercy. I dare to say few people ever suffer the trials and temptations of life as much as Job suffered. He suffered utter bankruptcy, the loss of all his property, livestock, employees, and then in the severest blow of all, he lost all of his children in an accident. In addition to this, his wife fussed at him because he refused to complain and curse God for destroying their lives. But note this, Job never gave in to the trials or temptation. He never forsook his faith in God. He did not understand all that was happening to him, but he refused to turn against God. He stood and patiently endured, struggling to conquer all and conquered it in the name of God. Listen to how Job talked in the book of Job, chapter 13 and verse number 15. Though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. In the midst of our trials, our temptations, and tribulations, we must maintain our trust in God. Listen again in Job chapter 16, verse number 19. Also now behold, my witness is in heaven, and my record is on high. He was telling his friends, even though they were bringing indictments against him that he had sinned, and that's the reason why Job was going through what he was going through, Job said, I'm not worried about what you're saying per se, because my witness is in heaven, and my record is on high, and he knows how I have lived. He knows that I have not transgressed his law, and when I did transgress, I offered the proper sacrifices for those sins. Then in Job chapter 19 and verse number 25, Job said, for I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. The point is this, Job kept his eyes fixed upon the end, that is, upon the Lord and the great hope of the Lord. The Lord carried Job through all his trials and temptations by blessing him with the very presence of God himself, with the compassion and mercy of God. Job endured, therefore, we count him blessed or happy. Of God approved. The believer is to bear the afflictions and of trials and temptations by focusing his or her eyes upon the end, that is, upon the coming again of the Lord Jesus Christ. As we do, the compassion and mercy of God will flow both upon and through us. God will deliver us with his very own presence. He will deliver us through all the trials and temptations of life, giving us the most victorious life imaginable. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 10 and verse number 22, he that endureth to the end shall be saved. James said earlier in his book in James 1 and verse number 12, blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to them that love him. In 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse number 13, Peter said, wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Again, Peter said in 1 Peter 2, verse number 19, for this is thankworthy, if for a man for conscience toward God endure grief, suffering wrongfully. 1 Peter 5, verse 9, Peter says, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. And last but not least, Job, that patriarch, Job chapter 17 and verse number 9. The righteous also shall hold on his way, and he that hath clean hands shall be stronger. Let us pray. Eternal God, our Father, we thank you once again for this opportunity. It is our sincere prayer that each and every one that is on this call this morning, whatever trials, tribulations, and temptations that we may be confronted with and going through, we ask that you do for us what you see fit in your infinite wisdom, whether to deliver us from the trials and temptations or to deliver us through the trials and temptations, that we may be of character and integrity, that we will continue to trust in you, realizing that a reward awaits us if we remain true to thee, and that will be enough. In Christ Jesus' name we pray and ask it all and give thanks. Amen.